I don't know what this is. A terrible show tonight. I don't know how we got onto this. Speaking of terrible shows, I cannot explain to you how it happened, but today I got a call from the station here, and they want me to ride in a helicopter above the line of march tomorrow. Yeah, Colonel Glenn's thing, you know, the whole business, this fantastic folk ritual which we are about to undertake, this tribal celebration. And I'm going to be riding in a helicopter above the line there. See, we're going out to LaGuardia, all along the East River Drive, and up over the line of march. Yeah, and I'm going to be broadcasting this thing. Now, the thing that intrigues me about this is, think of the opportunities. Just think of the opportunities. Think of some of the things you would like to see done by a guy riding in a helicopter 1,000 feet, 1,000 or more feet over Manhattan at a crucial moment in Manhattan's history. You know, the funny part of it was, I don't know why it is they don't trust me around here. I have never once betrayed their trust. But the first thing that the boss said, now look, you're not doing a Shepherd show. Now you get up there and you do this. We want you to give it your own special flavor, but shut up. So I'm going to be up in this helicopter, and I'll tell you what I want. If there's any listener type down there who sees this thing whistle overhead, you'll know that I'm there. And I want a signal of some kind. What can we do to get a signal going here? Anybody got a suggestion? No, I'm too high to see that. I'd understand it very well. Remember, too, I'm taking films. Well, that's going to be great because I'm going to be up there with a television camera, you know, and I'm going to be filming this. And if all you guys are making that gesture and it shows up on the TV screen, you know, again, we can't take truth. I mean, believe me, it's going to be terrible again. No, it's got to be a nice, honest gesture. No, stop it, you guys. Now, cut it out. This is, you know, this is for women and children. Seriously, I'm very serious about this. It's very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to this. I will be up tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We take off from the heliport over there at 30th Street. You know, over there, way over on the west side. At the they call it the helipad. I'm hip on all this type. You know, and I'm going to keep saying, all circuits here are go. We return you now to, you know, all this machine dialogue. All that sort of stuff. And John Scott's going to be on the ground. We're going to have guys out along the line of march. But the intriguing thing about it is that I'm going to be the only one in all of New York, in fact, in the whole business, who will be stationed up there in this helicopter. And it's a little tiny one. It's a little bell, one of the little bells, you know, with a bubble type. And I hope the weather is good. Now, the cut for Cape Canaveral shot, opening cue. What are you pointing at there? He's already done that. Huh? Oh, you're not flying it, are you? I hope not. Not with those glasses. Yeah. Oh, Max is in the... Yeah, I've heard you coming up. Yeah, that's Max Stanton, who does all that jazz from Canaveral. Well, I'm going to be doing it from here, you see, and out of this helicopter. And it got me a little nervous because they gave me this great big camera, this Aeroflex, that weighs over 500 pounds and is pedal-operated. And it's a big water-cooled camera, and it's a giant thing. It has 7 turrets on it, and it's got the kind... It's the new one with the retractable wings there, and I strap it on me, and I look down through it, and I take pictures. Now, I'm not exactly sure what pictures I'm going to take, but I'm going to be taking pictures from the helicopter at the same time telling you what's going on at the 1,000 feet. Now, I don't intend to try to do a broadcast about Colonel Glenn is now waving at the crowd, because from 1,000 feet, Colonel Glenn will look like everybody else, which is kind of nice. I like to see a little perspective brought into this thing. And at 1,000 feet, it's just going to be a gigantic tribal ritual. And I will describe it from that standpoint. Of course, I'll fist fights are breaking out on 47th Street. They're now clearing Bowling Green. There is an officer at the corner of 3rd and it's 17th Street down, I believe. He's using a truncheon now on 2 citizens. It could be very interesting. Now, this starts tomorrow at 10. And if you're near a radio, I think you might find it very interesting. I don't think we'll be on the air much before about 10:30 or probably 10:45. Yep. How low can we go? Well, I hope that the pilot is very sure about that. I've seen some helicopters that went pretty low. In fact, I saw one that was about 14 feet in the ground once. And, yes, they're very interesting little devices. One thing about a helicopter is that there's nothing to glide on over most of them. When they stop, they really stop, boy. How low can you fly? Well, you can fly about 4 or 5 inches off the ground with one of those things. Legally? I don't know. It depends on where you are. Here in Manhattan, I think the legal level for a helicopter flight is lower than that for a regular aircraft. But, yes, it is. But I do not know what it is. I'll find out tomorrow. $1,500 for aircraft? Well, I think we're going to fly lower than that. I don't know. I'm serious. I just don't know what the legal thing is there about that. I would hate to get pinched. it'd be kind of spectacular.